Sinclair focused the lens of her flashlight down the hallway, then thumbed the panic button on the side. The gunmen in the hall faltered as their eyeballs were seared by the brilliant burst of light pulsing from the torch. Sinclair knew from experience that the only thing they could see was an orange halo around a void of nothingness. The effect would last as long as 10 seconds, an eternity during close-quarters combat.
Now!
Sinclair turned off the light and was hot on Kane's heels as the two Cerberus warriors charged the gun-wielding blinded men.
I'm blind!
Kane launched himself at the first of the consortium mercenaries, grappling and using the man as a brace to swing both feet up at the second gunman. One boot striking the man's chest, the other cracking his jaw. The mercenary's head rebounded off the wall, and then he crashed face first into the floor, out cold. Kane landed on the balls of his feet as the first merc folded to the ground, landing on his knees. Kane turned and jammed a knife-hard hand into the stunned gunman's neck. Sinclair drew her collapsible ASP baton, snapping it open with a flick of the wrist. Still blinded, the third gunman swung his calico in the direction of the sound, but she whipped the tip of her baton around like a scythe, lashing it across the millennialist's knees. The sudden impact knocked the man's feet from beneath him, and as he went down on his back, Sinclair chopped hard on his neck just over his jugular. The strike was a stunner. The blood vessel shot hydrostatic force back into his brain, a sudden rush of fluid overwhelming enough to interrupt the raider's consciousness. Kane began to gather up the downed men's firearms.
Sinclair, make sure that one's breathing.
Sinclair knelt next to the man who Kane had sent into the wall and dragged his head from a puddle his bleeding nose had made.
He'll live.
If he deserves to.
Kane's Sin Eater snapped into his hand, lightning swift.
These three are our last free lunch for a while.
Sinclair drew her Beretta from its hip holster.
I didn't sign on for an easy time.
She took a moment to affix a suppressor to her pistol. Kane latched a stealth module, a squared, vented device, onto the nose of his Sin Eater as well. Neither gun would be whisper quiet, but the weapon's altered acoustics could hide their positions.
Bri, tell me you've cracked the security cameras.
I have, but the millennialists are staying out of sight. These guys aren't stupid, Kane. I think that... Oh my God. Grant!
Sinclair could see Kane stiffen at the alarm in Bri's voice. Without a word, the Cerberus warrior exploded into motion, and she had to push herself to keep up with him.